And we are lined up and getting ready to go. What a venue here as we look at Blake Brennamore on that 60-yard big high-def screen there hanging over that blue star, Randy. This is a day that these kids will never forget, as we mentioned, and it's time to get it on right now as Cole Headland's going to kick this thing off.
This is certainly the acme of all things high school football, Mike.
Headland now will kick it off. We're in the corner of the end zone, kind of a weird perspective here. He kicks it off, and it will be bounce 5 yards deep into the end zone and go out of the back of the end zone. So Wimberly will take over at the 20-yard line, and make note of that. Cole Headland just pounded it out of the back of the end zone, and kicking game could be absolutely key here today, Randy.
Yeah, it certainly is, and just demonstrated right there, that young man can really, really kick the ball. From our perspective, it's kind of hard to see what the angle of the kick was, but lots of leg, went all the way out of the back of the end zone on the second bounce.
So Brady Lambert now will begin things at the Wimberly 20-yard line. Great having you along on WimberlyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 and 103.1 FM. Lambert from the shotgun. He's going to turn and throw it out right side. It is incomplete. He was trying to hit, it looked like, Davis Holloman, who wanted the flag, but nevertheless, it falls incomplete.
Boy, and Jimmy Manos was out there playing him man-for-man coverage, and he was all over him. I mean, he had him. He wasn't a half a step away from him whenever the ball got to him, and good defense that time by the Eagles.
And tight, tight defense. And again, Holloman is looking for that flag after that one. At any rate, second down and 10 now for Wimberly. Trinity Wilson is to the right of Brady Lambert, per usual. And the turn and give and an end around to Brennan Blakemore. A first look at him, he's able to get five and stretch it out to the 25-yard line, maybe the 26, as Brennan Blakemore give him a five-yard gain. It'll be third down and five.
Yeah, Brennan doesn't get a lot of touches on the carrying the ball. Coming into this game, seven carries for 40 yards, and we don't see that play often right there either, that little end around.
So the Texans now will set up shop, and it'll be third down and five from their own 25. Lambert will be in the shotgun. He's got Trinity Wilson to his left now. Hunter Burchell and Brennan Blakemore flanked in the slots. And then he's got Holloman and Dennis Smith split out wide left. And now Lambert will tuck it under, try to run. He's in trouble, though, and he's going to be dropped a couple of yards behind the line of scrimmage. He wanted to go to the left side, either Blakemore or Smith. Didn't like what he saw and then tucked it under and ended up losing yardage.
Yeah, once again, that cornerback was playing tight up on Dennis Smith. I think Brady wanted to do a quick little out there to the left side. And, boy, he was well covered. And wisely, he didn't throw that ball.
Ian Sadler, the dangerous sophomore wide receiver, will be back deep for Argyle along with Reese Thompson, also a sophomore. Hunter Burchell standing at his 11. He's going to punt it away. And it is going to be caught at the Argyle 40. And now trying to get outside and not able to is the return man, Reese Thompson. He is brought down way back at about the 32-yard line of Argyle.
Yeah, I believe the young man actually lost some yardage on that carry. He was trying to find the outside edge to his left, and he actually took a track that took him backwards a little bit and quickly wrapped up and tackled there. Looked like Kobe Kelly on that tackle.
So first down and 10 now for Argyle. We'll get the first look at Austin Ani, the TCU commit, the quarterback, who again didn't really have the normal warm-ups, and we got word that he was, in fact, sick prior to this game. So we'll see and check on his effectiveness. Shotgun formation. They run a similar offense to Wimberly, as Randy said. Ani's going to go over the middle, incomplete, thrown behind the intended receiver, Chad Basso. And I don't know, that might have been deflected at the line of scrimmage. That was not a good-looking throw at all, Randy.
No, not at all. It looked like it was behind him and low. And looking at the replay here, how many times have we been able to say that? It looked like it was just a bad throw. Basso was on a little slant route there coming to inside, and the ball was just thrown behind him.
So now second down and 10 at the 32. Ani now looks like he's calling signals from the line of scrimmage. Again, shotgun. He will look right and throw right. That was deflected, and it's also incomplete. So yeah, two straight incompletions for Ani to start the ball game.
Yeah, you're right. That one was disconnected. Alden Mann there got his hand up there. He was getting Ani was trying to go to his right side. Alden Mann was coming from his left and was able to get a piece of that, tipped it away.
And we're getting some shadows now a little bit, Randy, and we'll have to keep an eye on that. Those big windows, about the size of your front window in your living room out there on that other side of Cowboy Stadium here. Third down and 10. Awney is going to roll right. Looking. Now he's going to scramble and run. He's got the 35, but he's brought down at the 38-yard line. Short of the first down by Colton Funville.
Yeah, Colton Funville ran him down from the back. Again, Mon rolled out to his right. Awney rolled out to his right, trying to look downfield. Good, great job by the Texan secondary. He had nobody to go to. Tried to tuck it and run, and Funville ran him down from behind. Going to stop him short of the first down.
So now it'll be fourth down. It'll be Anthony Fuqua back to punt the football. As you had mentioned, they have an outstanding punt and kick game, does Argyle, and one of the reasons they're here.
That's right. Anthony Fuqua comes into this game averaging 40.8 yards per punt, as long as 55 yards.
Here's the punt. He got a lot of pressure. He got the punt away, though, and it's a booming punt. Taken by Blakemore at the 15. Looking for running room, but wrapped up at the 18-yard line is Brennan Blakemore. And that's where Wimberley will take over now. So the two teams exchange punts, three and out on both sides. And, you know, how often does that happen? You talk about explosive offenses for an hour and a half in your pregame show, and the first thing you see is a pair of three and outs.
Well, we certainly know that the Texans can play defense. We've seen a lot of that all the past 14 games. And, again, Argyle, their offense is so much more heralded than their defense. So, you got to know, Mike, here we are in Cowboy Stadium. These boys, these young men down here, 16, 17 years old.
They might be a little jittery.
They might have a jitter or two. So
I got some jitters myself.
I know. I wouldn't be surprised to see them on this series settle in and maybe try to pound the ball a little bit on some of the passing game.
And now I believe Argyle is taking a timeout. And Clint Shields, are you down there? What do you think? We hadn't got Clint yet. I thought I'd see if he was down there. Argyle has taken a timeout, and we certainly want to thank Clint for his yeoman's work on that pregame show. I could get used to that. I kind of like having that hour pregame and talking to everybody. We bring in celebrities and everything.
You look like Joe Buck there on the webcam.
Yeah, I did. I need some more powder on this bald head, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you and I both. Although I did get a haircut this week.
You look really well-kept here today, Randy. I've been meaning to mention that to you, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, it's a good thing that we can't, the folks at home can't see us. But you did, I haven't seen you wear the tie and the khakis all year long.
That's exactly right. I had to break that out Argyle, by the way, is getting the shadows now on the Argyle side of the field. Wimberley, in case you're wondering and listening to us and not watching it on the Fox Sports Southwest broadcast, Wimberley, the home team, blue on blue on blue, helmets, tops, and bottoms today. So they're the home team over there. And you talk about a well-represented contingent. That's certainly the case over there on the Texans' sideline.
Yeah, there's a lot of folks here on both sides of the field. Hard to get a good estimate as big as this stadium is, but there are a lot of folks here.
So Wimberley now will come out in an I formation. Dennis Smith now with his first look at in the backfield for the Texans, dotting the I there behind Colby Kelly. Lambert, direct snap. He'll turn and pitch it to Smith, moving left side. Patiently looking for running room, and he's able to step it off to maybe 3 yards out to the 20-yard line. It'll be second down and 7.
Yeah, the Argyle linebackers there did a great job with a lateral pursuit moving across the field, and fast as Dennis Smith was, he just never could find that corner. Had a nice gain on the play, though, when he was pushed out of bounds. Good pursuit by the defense.
And, oh, by the way, that was a TV timeout.
That was a
TV
timeout?
It was not an Argyle timeout.
We haven't had any of those yet this year either.
No, we haven't. Second down and 6 now for Wimberley. Ball just outside the 20-yard line. Lambert now will go from the shotgun. Smith remains in the game to his left. Colby Kelly, the fullback, to his right. He's going to give it to Smith again, going right up the middle. He powers his way to the 25-yard line, and he will be close to the first down. I think he's going to be short. But nevertheless, he's able to pick up about 4 more yards right up the middle. Powerful Dennis Smith running.
Yeah, he really lowered his shoulder and powered forward that time. It looked like he was going to be about a yard and a half short where they've marked it. Mike, he comes into this game, 51 carries, 277 yards, averaging 5.4 yards per carry. But, of course, he didn't play for the bulk of the season after the Quero game all the way up until, I think, right before the Bernie game. Alvarado, I think, is when he came back.
So third down and 2 now from the 25. Lambert going up and down his offensive line, barking out signals here. Big play here for Wimberley. Another third down. He's going to turn and give it to Trinity Wilson. He's got the first down and more to the 30. Runs over a player to the 35 and out to the 40 with the first big play is Trinity Wilson.
Yeah, you I know folks at home and you probably are as tired of hearing this. That's their bread and butter play right there. That's Trinity Wilson going to the left outside of the tackle. And great blocking to get their offensive line, get the defense blocked in. Trinity Wilson just goes around the left corner of big number 75, Brad Rodriguez over there for a nice pickup.
So ball at the 40, first down and 10 now for Wimberley. Trinity Wilson, we've talked about it all year. He runs bigger than he is, if that makes sense. Rolling right is Brady Lambert, looking deep and looking long. He's going long for Blake Moore. He's got it, and he dropped it at the 20. Oh, it was right in his breadbasket, and he dropped it, Randy.
Yeah, we don't see that very often. It looked like he was well covered, but it was a perfectly thrown ball, and it looked like it just went right off the tip of his fingertips there.
Well, it's a good sign that Brady Lambert, he's got his game going on, and Brennan Blakemore, if they throw that again, he won't drop the next one, but he certainly dropped that one. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, you can see the frustration on his face there on this giant jumbotron here. That was perfectly thrown. Hit him right in the hands. He didn't have to reach out for that ball. But he'd like to have that one back.
And he would have scored on that. There's no question about that. Second down and 10 now. Wilson behind Lambert. Lambert now is going to walk up under center. And now he's going to step back into the shotgun again with Wilson directly behind him. Kind of a weird formation. He'll take it and give it to Wilson up the middle. Wilson is able to fight forward for four. Falls to the 45-yard line. A pickup of five. It'll be third down and five.
That was their spread formation. They put Trinity Wilson in a kind of an eye behind Lambert and ran him on a dive over there on the left side behind the tackle. And, again, good hard running, keeping his legs moving after that first contact to pick up a couple additional yards.
Third down and five now. The Texans able to convert their previous third down. Let's see if they can pick this one up as well. Third down and five from Wimberley's own 45-yard line. No score. 7.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter of this state championship game. Here's Lambert. He's going to go to the right sideline. Long pass. Almost caught by Burt Schell, but knocked away in that secondary by Jimmy Manos again. It'll be fourth down.
Yeah, you hear the crowd maybe voicing their displeasure. Again, he was well covered, and Burt Schell just never could get any separation where whenever the ball got there that he could hang on to that.
And I'll say this about Brady Lambert. He's 0 for 3, Randy, but he's put him right on the money. I think he's pretty sharp despite that 0 for 3 start.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that replay just showed how perfectly well that ball was thrown and how perfectly Manos was in position there.
Burt Schell, standing at his own 33, will punt the football now. And he gets it away. He got pretty good pressure, and he gets a line drive kick away, and it's going to be caught dead at the 32-yard line of Argyle. So that's where the Eagles will take over now on their second possession of the game. 7:08 remaining, and no score in this state championship game, Argyle and Wimberley. Let's take a break. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM and 103.1 FM.
For this Wimberley Texans playoff broadcast is made possible by your new local State Farm agent, Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding hill country. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 or click online at ByronEccles.com. Byron Eccles, Judy, and the staff are proud sponsors of your Wimberley Texans. Go Texans! Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by the Law Offices of Stevens and Malone, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and the surrounding communities in the Hill Country with real estate and title law, business formations, wills, and general estate planning. Online at StevensMaloneLaw.com or by phone at 512-847-9277. This Wimberley football broadcast is made possible by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. More information and online menu at CypressCreekCafe.com.
We are back at Cowboys Stadium. Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermes. Clint Shields, we've got him down there on the sidelines. Clint, how you doing down there?
Hey, not bad. Great seats.
You've got great seats.
fast, don't you? You
know, see, and if there's anything I can't see, I just crane my head back a little bit, and they, you know, everybody's about four times my size on that screen up there.
I saw you out down there a while ago, and to your left was Troy Aikman, and to your right was Jerry Jones. You're hobnobbing today, yet?
Yeah, I sure am.
Good grief,
I'm going to step back into the suite here in a minute.
That's exactly right. Hey, I don't know how close you were to that Brendan Blakemore when he had that pass from Lambert a while ago, but boy, Brennan never drops balls like that, but he dropped that one. I bet he catches the next one, though.
I bet he does. You know, one thing about that, the ball kind of carried over the top of his head. Instead of being an over-the-shoulder, it became an over-the-head
catch. Kind of a Willie Mays deal.
Yeah, that's not easy to do because all of a sudden your center of balance is thrown off and you wind up kind of running yourself into the turf. But that's a ball most times he catches.
Well, and now Argyle is going to come back out onto the field, and they've got do they have a new quarterback?
Looks like Ani out there.
Is that Ani out there? Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering if that was Ani, and he's going to come back out. Ball at the 32-yard line. He's going to turn and give it to his running back, and he is wiped out right at the line of scrimmage.
They're going to come up with the ball, Mike. Let's see.
Oh. That's Tyler Tyler Eveleth, the running back, who's a 1,000-yard rusher, Randy, but he didn't have any room at all there, and they're going to spot it right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 10 now.
Yeah, Fonville came up with the ball. It looked like he had stripped it out. Yeah, boy, that's a interesting. Looked like that ball was awful close to being a fumble.
Yeah, on the replay. And, I walked by the NFL replay booth, which is right up here. I don't know why they don't activate that thing. Get somebody to get that thing going.
NFL, UIL, those are different synonyms, are different consonants.
Yes. Second down and 10 now. Scrambling is Ani, and he is going to be wiped out at the 33-yard line. Picked up a yard, but that is it before he is tackled down hard.
And again, the secondary for the Texans so far have done a fantastic job. They're playing a zone coverage here, but Ani just can't find anybody to go to. We didn't get a chance, I don't believe, to mention these stats yet. Ani comes into this game, Mike, 202 completions out of 363 attempts for 3,172 yards.
Third down and 9 now, so big play for Argyle. Now whistles prior to the snap, and let's... No, that it wasn't whistle. They're just going to look over and try to change the play. So now they're ready to go again. Third down and 9. Back to throw is Ani right over the middle, and it is thrown and caught near the first down at the 41-yard line. It was caught by the receiver, Chad Basso. I don't know if he's going to be short by a couple of yards.
Yeah, it's hard to see.
Yard and a half or so.
Yeah, let's see where they give it the spot. Looks like they're going to measure it. Yeah, well, that's awfully close.
Well, it's close. I'm looking at it, and again, we've got a weird angle. We're at the corner of the end zone here, so we're having to use that big 60-yard jumbotron out there. It looks like Randy's living room television set, and it's hanging over the field. We're having to use that a lot here today.
No, mine has more vacuum tubes in it than that one
short,
does, I believe.
That's right. Short by about, I don't know, a foot?
Yes, it looks like about eight inches or so.
It'll be fourth down now. Argyle has it at the 41-yard line. Let's see what they plan on doing. Ani is staying in the game at Argyle's own 41. 5:21 left in the first quarter of this Class 3A Division II state championship game. No score. Mike Blackwell, Randy Hermes with you, along with Clint Shields. And they are going to go for it. Fourth down and 1. Big, big play. Ball at the 41.5-yard line for Argyle. Ani will be directly under center. Nobody is over the center right now. If they quarterback sneak it, they don't. They turn and hand the ball off, and he's got the first down and more. Out to the 49-yard line is Chad Basso.
Yeah, they out of that I formation, they ran a little crossing route and handed it off to the second back through Chad Basso, and he not big yardage pickup, but enough to move the chains.
So Basso picks up the first down for the Eagles, the first down for Argyle. So it'll be first and 10 from the Eagles' 49-yard line. Again, Ani now is in the shotgun. Eveleth, he turns and gives it to his running back. He's got the 50. Down to about the 47-yard line is the outstanding running back, Tyler Eveleth.
Yeah, Tristan Moore and Nicolana, they read that all the way. And a good read to step up and make that tackle.
Defensively, the yards have been hard to come by early on here for Argyle, Randy, with 4:40 left to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, now they got across midfield, though. You want them to stiffen up a little bit.
Here's Eveleth. He gets it to the 45, down to the 44-yard line, so a pickup of 3. Eveleth now 4 carries, 8 yards so far early on. Again, he's over an 1,100-yard ground gainer this year, Randy. He's outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, with their great kicker, Cole Headland, you need to get the Texans to stiffen up here because they're not very much far away, 10 yards away from, or 15, excuse me, from being in his field goal range.
Third down and three at the Wimberley 44-yard line. Long, long count now, and they look like they're switching things up now at the line of scrimmage. Aveleth will get it off left tackle. Not a lot of running room. He gets it down close to the 41-yard line. Again, it's going to be awfully close for the first down, and the officials are going to stop the clock and take a long look at this one now.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to measure this that one again.
Not a lot of running room for the Eagles here early.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're not. But of course, the Texans have played really good defense in the secondary, and it looks like Argyle is going to try to pound it a little bit. Of course, coming into this game, the Texans defense, again, has been just incredible.
And they're going to measure this now and stretch it. Oh, it's oh so close. He got it by the nose of the football. First down first down for Argyle. I wonder if our listeners heard that, Randy. Heard that from the official.
I don't know.
That's kind of fun. This is big time now. First down at the 41-yard line. So Argyle now managing to pick up a couple of first down, methodically moving down the field. Here's Aveleth again off left tackle, trying to run forward. He gets it to the 38-yard line. He was following his big left tackle, Trey Keenan. That time, we talked about Keenan in the pregame show. And he's headed to Texas Tech. He's a good one, and Aveleth is able to pick up 3 yards.
Yeah, he's a big old boy down there. And again, it's really surprising that they're running the ball like they are behind, trying to come over the left tackle that time.
Second down and seven now. And Wimberley really has two linemen with their hands on the ground here. Here is the give up the middle. It's Aveleth again. He's got a good gainer inside the 30. Down to the 28-yard line is Aveleth. That's a pickup of 11.
Yeah, not sure what's going on with the Texan linebacker or their defense there. That was just a plain old simple dive over the left side of the center. And once he got past that line of scrimmage, he was able to make a nice gain.
Well, Hayden Munns, the offensive lineman, I mean, he wiped out a couple of Texans right up the middle. Ball at the 28, first and 10. On, he's going to throw it out right side. It's complete. Out near another first down is the receiver. That's Adam Kahn with the catch.
And Kahn got in front of, looked like that was, Kyle Terry over there on the defense. And, coaches are giving him a talking to over there. Kahn got out in front of him and had the position on him, made a nice catch.
That's an 11-yard gain, so another first down. Without question, Argyle is in field goal range now here, Randy, with the ball at the 17-yard line, first down and 10.
And the Eagles do a great job of spreading the ball around. They've got three receivers with over 50 catches.
Shotgun, the give to the running back off right side. He's able to pick up about 9 yards. That's our first look at Ian Sadler, the outstanding wide receiver. He just went in motion and got that thing running on the right side there, Randy.
Yeah, and you left out the part that he's only a sophomore. And, that young man has had a fantastic year. He comes in here leading all receivers with 53 catches, 1,015 yards. And that time he's rushed 21 times for 117 yards, but what a big pickup on that last play.
So first down and goal now on the 8-yard line is Argyle. On either quarterback is going to go from the shotgun formation. He will turn and give it to Aveleth. He's inside the 5, down to the 4, a pickup of 4, and Aveleth now has 39 yards. He already has 8 carries in this ball game with 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter.
Boy, he was tackled hard by Blake Guidry, and good stop that time, good defense.
Ball at the 4-yard line. They're right down below us now. First down and I thought this was second. No, it's first down and goal now. Okay, first and goal from the 4. Here's Awney. He's going to go directly under center now. Turns and gives it to his running back. Maybe he got a yard. That's Chad Bossow. He's able to stretch it forward. Not a lot of traffic in there for Chad, though. He didn't get much.
No, that's that same play that they ran earlier. They lined up with a T formation, and they did a little crossing route there, giving it to Bossow. He started over on the right side and tried to come left.
And Dennis Smith was able to get him down low and make the tackle and keep him from getting any further. Second down and 4 now. Actually, second down and goal from the 3-yard line. Turn and the give is also to Bossow.
Nice.
And he's stopped by Dennis Smith way back at the 7-yard line.
Dennis Smith playing over here on this right defensive end position. He stunted in, and he read it perfectly.
Clint, did you see that one down there? Boy, that was a great play by Dennis Smith.
Well, it was a great play by Dennis Smith, but first guy there was Colby Kelly. Came in down low and got the feet, you know, kind of tangled up, and then Smith was there to finish it up.
So big, big play now. Third down and goal from the 7-yard line. You hold them to a field goal after this long drive, Randy. You almost feel like you've done something. Well, you have done something, point blank. Here we go. Shotgun formation. Back to throw is Awning. Looking. Good protection. Now it's breaking down. Now he's scrambling right. Now he's throwing it into the end zone. A wide open receiver. He dropped it in the end zone. It was Adam Kahn, tit for tat. Kahn drops one after Blakemore dropped one earlier. And now the Eagles will be forced to try a field goal.
Yeah, Awning had pressure, a lot of pressure that time, and he was scrambling around trying to find somebody, and the ball was really thrown short. Kahn dove forward to try to get it, but just couldn't able to get the handle on it.
So this is our first look at the field goal kicking of Cole Hedlund. His brother, by the way, is the kicker at Wake Forest, and his father is a former professional soccer player. So Hedlund now will line it up at the 14-yard line, a 24-yard field goal attempt. And it is up, and it is a slam dunk. It's a good one. 24-yard field goal by Hedlund. 18 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Argyle 3, Wimberley nothing. You are listening to Wimberley Radio on Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 and 103.1 FM.
This Wimberley football broadcast is made possible by DeMaster Daniel Insurance Agency, providing property and casualty insurance for Hays County, locally owned and operated since 1983, located at 15501 Ranch Road 12, Wimberley, Texas, or by phone at 847-5549. The staff at DeMaster Daniel Insurance proudly supports Wimberley Schools and Texan football.
Support for WimberleyRadio.com comes from Wisenhut & Lyle, providing water well drilling, pump services, and rainwater harvesting systems to residential and commercial customers throughout Central Texas. Information at 512-858-4375 or on the web at WLWSI.com.
This Wimberley Texans playoff broadcast is made possible by the Wimberley Ace Hardware, serving the greater Wimberley Valley with tools, building materials, holiday supplies, and more. Located at 14307 Ranch Road 12 at the Y or by phone at 847-2356.
Hedlund's kickoff. Argyle now leads it 3-0. Taken it by Burt Schell at the 18-yard line, moving right to the 25, 30. Good return by Burt Schell. He gets it out to the 33-yard line, and that is where Wimberley will take over. And Randy, 3-0 Argyle, but I think the Texans probably have to feel pretty good. It was first and goal at the 4-yard line.
Well, you know, I have a theory why the reason the young man has the opportunity to kick 26 field goals this year. Obviously, when they get down in the red zone, again, I don't have the stats to back this up, but I think they have a hard time punching it into the end zone, and that gives that young man a lot of opportunity to kick those field goals.
Sure.
He's obviously very adept at doing it.
Yeah, he got that one. He got height and length on that one, and especially height. Height is more important than length when you're down there that close. Here's Wimberley now. Shotgun formation, Brady Lambert in the shadows, driving his team westward here, trailing it 3-0. 8 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Scrambling is Lambert, looking left. Now he's going to throw it out left side, and he just kind of throws this one away. And the clock never started. And now it's running now that it's an incomplete pass. So they're going to stop it at 4 seconds. So incomplete. Brady Lambert now has hasn't misfired. He's 0 for his first four here in this first quarter with 4 seconds remaining. This will be the last play of the first quarter, undoubtedly.
Yeah, the Eagles, that last play, Mike, blitzed Ray Tucker, the linebacker, and then, he was all over Lambert. Lambert scrambled around there, and he finally ended up, couldn't find an open receiver, and just threw it away.
So Lambert now second down and 10. Ball at the Wimberley 33-yard line. Texans trailing it 3-0. Wilson and Kelly in the backfield. Kelly will get his first carry to the 35, 40, and out near the 44-yard line is Colby Kelly. So he ends that first quarter with a nice run of 9 or 10 yards. He'll be close to a first down. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back for the second quarter. It's 3-0 Argyle. You are listening to Wimberley Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 and 103.1 FM.
For this Wimberley Texans playoff broadcast is made possible by Game On Sports Nutrition, providing functional food and beverage products designed to replenish nutrients in athletes. More online at GameOnSportsNutrition.com. Support for this Wimberley Texan playoff game is made possible by Wimberley Rental, providing the greater Wimberley Valley with construction equipment rentals, land clearing equipment, and party supply rentals. Available at 512-847-3106 or stop by at 612 Melody Way, Wimberley, Texas. The entire staff of Wimberley Rental wish the best of luck during the playoffs.